With the ringing of the church bell, we welcome you to this hour of worship as it comes to you from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Sweet Springs, Missouri. On this ninth Sunday after Pentecost, our hymns are 669, 605, 746, and 917. Pastor John Engvall is a pastor today, and Ron Baker is at the console of the organ. Welcome, and our Lord bless our worship this morning. We invite you to sing with us our singer opening hymn number 669, Come We That Love the Lord.
Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake he forgives you all of your sins. As the called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. We read responsibly the introit. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name.
Make known his deeds among the peoples.
Sing to him, sing praises to him.
Tell of all his wondrous works.
Glory in his holy name.
Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice.
Seek the Lord and his strength.
Seek his presence continually.
Remember the wondrous works that he has done,
his miracles and his judgments together.
O offspring of Abraham, his servant,
children of Jacob, his chosen ones,
glory
be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name. In peace let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Thank you.
and everlasting God, give us an increase of faith, hope, and love, that receiving what you have promised, we may love what you have commanded. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
You may be seated. And as each one come forth for the children's lesson, we sing the first stanza of hymn 605, Father Knows.
Everybody today? Good. Good and tired. Did you play outside too much yesterday? Yeah. I see. So you didn't get good sleep last night? Oh, you had to get up early. Oh, man. Maybe you can take a nap after church. Oh. Well, something really special is happening at church this week, and it starts today. Does anybody know what it is? Yeah, it's Vacation Bible School. It is tonight all the way through Thursday, and then on Friday, there's something extra special happening. Do you know what that is? Eli? What? A pool party is right. Pizza Day's on Thursday. So I guess that's two special things, huh? Pizza Day Thursday, pool party on Friday. What are some things that you learn when you come to Vacation Bible School, or things that you do? You learn about God, you get to play outside, play fun games. What else do we get to do? We get to make cool crafts. Do you sing? Yeah, we get to sing. Do you get to eat? Yeah, and you get to eat. Yeah. And so this week at Vacation Bible School, you're going to be learning some Bible stories that you probably already know. One is about baby Moses and how God saves us from our troubles. Have you guys heard the story of Moses before? Yeah. And then you're going to learn about Ruth and Naomi and God welcoming us into his family. And Zacchaeus. Do you all know Zacchaeus? Yeah. You're going to learn about Zacchaeus and how Jesus forgave him and changed his heart. And you're going to learn about Jesus rising from the dead and he gives us eternal life. And you're also going to learn about Paul and his sinfulness and how God gives us new hearts that trust in him. But there's something else that we also do at Vacation Bible School that you didn't mention. We do it at opening. You also do this during Sunday school. What do you bring? We pray. You're right. What else? You bring something sometimes. Huh? Yeah, we bring money. We bring our offering. And does anyone remember what our offering last year was for? It was for children or family in need, and it went to Heifer International, and do you remember we cut out all these chicks, and they were all posted in the back of church? Well, we're going to do that again this year. For every $20 that we get, a chick will be posted. And so that was for flocks of chicks, and then those went to Ethiopia for families in need, for families that didn't have a lot of food, and then they could raise them, or sometimes they would sell them for other people so they could buy things they needed, or sometimes they ate the animals themselves. Do you know how many chicks we had last year? Not 1,000. Close. We had 123 chicks last year. And last year, you guys set your goal, and I don't remember what you said. I think you said 50 or 100 or something like that. And we, I think it was 50. And we made it to 123 chicks. So how many chicks do you think we should go for this year? 200? I think that's kind of a lot. 150? That was kind of what I was thinking, Keaton. So last year, we, with the help of adult Bible class and Sunday school and the congregation, we raised $2,460. That was a big deal. We've never done that before. That was really awesome. All of you did great, and with the congregation's help, we were able to do that. So you think we can go for 150 chicks this year? Okay, so when you come to Vacation Bible School tonight, there's going to be a poster in the back. You'll come up here for opening, and there'll be a poster back there, and I'm going to set our goal on there for 150 chicks, and we'll see how far we can get this week. Think we can do it? Yeah, you think so? Sure you can. Because remember, it's going to people in need, because some families aren't as lucky as we are. We're all pretty blessed to have what we need, right? Not everybody's like that. So what you bring in your offering is to be helping other people. And we'll have a fun week this week, so I hope to see all of you tonight. Will you fold your hands and pray with me? Dear Jesus, be with us this week at VBS and always. Amen.
Ninth Sunday after Pentecost is from Deuteronomy chapter 7. You are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for his treasured possession out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. It was not because you were more in number than any other people that the Lord set his love on you and chose you, for you were the fewest of all peoples. But it is because the Lord loves you and is keeping the oath that he swore to your fathers that the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. This is the word of the Lord. We read together the gratitude. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments, and how inscrutable his ways. For from him, and through him, and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. Our epistle text is from the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 8. The Apostle St. Paul writes, "We know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword?
as it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the gospel. Hear the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls who, on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net as thrown into the sea and gathered fish of every kind. When it was full, men drew it ashore and sat down and sorted the good into containers, but threw away the bad. So it will be at the close of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things?" They said to him, "Yes." And he said to them, "Therefore every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old." This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. And our hymn of the day is number 746, "Through Jesus' Blood and Merit."
Thank you.
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Throughout his entire earthly ministry, this was Jesus Christ's message to the Jews. And since his ascension back to his heavenly throne, Christ has left his church here to proclaim that one message to all humanity, to all mankind, to the entire world. And we do this as we proclaim as the church and as individuals with our words and with our lives that one message, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven. What's it like? How does one even begin to describe that which is beyond our ability to describe? It has to be put into terms that we can understand. The kingdom of heaven must be likened to things that we're familiar with, things that we can picture. Descriptions of lesser things in this creation which we can identify. Jesus used parables to illustrate in picture language the kingdom of heaven. To our limited understanding, corrupted by original sin as it is, Jesus' parables are riddles to us. They don't make sense. What's he talking about? But when the Holy Spirit through faith opens our eyes, then Jesus' parables become pictures by which we catch a glimpse of the kingdom of heaven. When Jesus speaks of the kingdom of heaven, he's speaking of the kingdom of grace. God's kingdom has both a physical and a spiritual realm. We often refer to this creation, this world, as the kingdom of the left. The kingdom of the left is ruled by God through the law, through power, most basically through the laws of nature and through the many other laws, through compulsion. We often refer to eternity, to heaven, as the kingdom of the right. God rules the kingdom of the right through the gospel. It's the kingdom of grace. How then has the kingdom of grace been established? The kingdom of grace, the kingdom of heaven, has been established by Jesus Christ coming into this world to live, to suffer, and to die for fallen mankind. Only because he has done this, only because he has done this, do we have a dual citizenship for ourselves. We have a citizenship here, but our eternal citizenship is in the kingdom of the right, kingdom of heaven. We possess no merit of ourselves by which we have any standing before God. We are debtors. We have nothing with which we can purchase the kingdom of heaven. We ourselves can't even make the first down payment. Apart from the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ, grace simply does not apply to us. Only the law, which demonstrates our guilt and our just banishment out of that kingdom of God's presence and care and into an eternal fiery torment. So much does Jesus love you that he put aside his glory and his majesty. He came here into this broken, hurting world, and he sacrificed absolutely everything that he had to purchase you from eternal damnation. Jesus Christ was crucified for you. By his death, you have been forgiven. By his blood, you have been justified before God. And we know this is true because of Jesus' resurrection from the dead. Therefore, we know that truly it is finished. It has been accomplished. The kingdom of heaven, what is it like? Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls who, on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Do you get the picture? Many would take this text and say, well, that's you giving up everything you have for the sake of the gospel. Well, no, not exactly. Here's the kicker. You are the hidden treasure. Christ is the one who sees, finds this treasure in the field, finds this pearl of great price. Such is the love of Christ for you that he emptied himself of everything that he had, and he purchased you. Grace alone is what this is. We are saved by grace alone. As the hymn says, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. No merit of my own I claim, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Grace alone. Jesus Christ has redeemed all of mankind. It is finished, because Jesus Christ has purchased and won eternal life for everybody, all mankind. Because salvation unto us has come, the kingdom of heaven is also like a net that was thrown into the sea, gathered fish of every kind. And when it was full, men drew it ashore, sat down, and sorted the good into containers, threw away the bad. Whoever believes and is baptized now possesses the salvation which Christ has given to each and every one of us. But whoever does not believe, so long as they continue to reject Christ's salvation, the wrath of God remains upon them. They are still in their sins. Repent and believe, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. God's net has been cast. We're just waiting for him to draw it in. At the last day, this will happen. And the separation of the good from the corrupt. Those in Christ will be gathered to him. And those who died in their sin, who have separated themselves from Christ and his salvation, will then be separated from him completely and eternally. Their torment will be an eternal hell. But no one need suffer this fate, except that they themselves, all their entire lives, insisted upon it, despite Christ's constant pleading with them through his word, through his church. All their earthly lives, they refused. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Because in God's eyes, you are a precious treasure. You are a precious pearl of great value. You have been purchased through the sacrifice of his most precious possession, God the Father's only begotten Son. Jesus Christ, having returned to his glory and majesty in heaven, after having purchased us from sin, from death, and from the power of Satan himself, now intercedes for us constantly before God the Father. Therefore, nothing, nothing can separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ. Hear God's word. Don't resist the Holy Spirit. Repent, believe, and live in his grace now and forever. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us arise and confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty.
From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us now go to the Lord in prayer and pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. O Lord, preserve us from error and deliver us from temptation. Grant that we may abide in Christ and his word of truth, remaining steadfast and immovable until the end. Lord, in your mercy. O God, you send out pastors to preach and teach the whole counsel of your word. Grant that they may serve you faithfully, and that we may receive their words with joy and thanksgiving. Send more men to seek the office of the holy ministry, for the need is very great. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, you have given us various offices in our lives. Grant us faithfulness in these callings, that we may see them as gifts through which we serve you and our neighbors. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Holy Lord, grant wisdom to Donald, our president, Michael, our governor, and all who make, administer, and judge our laws, that they may seek what is best for all in accordance with your will. Be with all military, police, and public safety professionals as they seek to serve and protect us from harm. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, bestow your comfort on all who are burdened by afflictions of body, mind, or spirit. Grant that they may await healing and deliverance in the firm conviction that nothing can separate them from your love in Christ Jesus. We especially pray for Carol and Evelyn, Nolan, Lindsay, Brian, for Margie, Debbie, for Reverend Dr. Arlie Hagen, Gail, Randy, and Lori, Kelly, David, Danny, Jeffrey, Inez, Mary Lou, Elliot, for Norma, Walter, Millie, Dorothy, Carol, Phyllis, for Reverend Peter and Christy Kolb, Reverend David and Valerie Federowitz, for McKenna and Drake and Ethan, and for all those whom we name silently before you in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, we know that neither life nor death can separate us from your love in Christ Jesus our Lord. We thank you for all who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection. We ask you to grant us also our inheritance with the saints in light. Lord, in your mercy. These and whatsoever other things you would have us ask of you, grant to us, dear Father, for the sake of Jesus Christ, your only Son, our Lord and Savior, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
At this time, I invite you to greet each other in the pews with God's peace.
With you, God's peace.
Thank you.
ours in your kingdom. Teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, grant to your church your Holy Spirit and the wisdom that comes down from above, that your word may not be bound, but have free course and be preached to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve you and in the confession of your name abide unto the end. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Our hymn to depart is number 917, Savior again, to thy dear name we raise. May you see.